Enlightenment is a state of no more suffering, no more pain. Enlightenment is liberation from all suffering. Nirvanam paramam sukham, says the Buddha. Nirvana is the supreme bliss. Later Buddhism, Nirvana is described as mahasukha, the great bliss. This supreme bliss, this great bliss, this supreme happiness, great happiness, is actually rather mysterious, this bliss, because it's a bliss and a happiness that arises when grasping at self and other have vanished, has ended. It's a bliss and a happiness that doesn't come from any source. It's unconditioned bliss, if you can imagine such a thing. It's a bliss and a happiness that continually wells and grows and expands and pours forth as love and compassion for all beings who suffer from the limitations of conditioned existence. And it's expressed, this great bliss, it is this great bliss, a stream of continuous, uninterrupted creative activity. And the Buddha himself is the supreme example of this. The bliss of enlightenment is expressed in his unstinting energy and generosity, which is expressed as continuously communicating with others, befriending others, giving his teaching to others in all kinds of skillful and creative and original ways. The Buddha himself was not exempt from physical pain and trouble, but the suffering of change and the suffering of conditioned existence are destroyed in a Buddha. In the last days, you see in the text his great physical suffering. He was 80 years old. He had all kinds of ailments, as an 80-year-old man would have, who spent all his life out in the open, wandering. But he spends his last days walking, going on a great last tour, teaching to his last breath. And he suffered very, very severe pain. He had terrible dysentery on that last tour, as various other ailments. Only Ananda could see the severe racking pains that he underwent. But the Buddha was not defined by that. Wasn't defined by that pain. He always says that he bore it mindfully and clearly aware. His mindfulness and his clear awareness was undimmed by the pain. His consciousness was undisturbed by the pain. His state was always luminous and blissful. So this is where all spiritual practice should be directed towards, to a wisdom, a love, a creativity, a happiness, a bliss that isn't dependent on our physical condition.